So guys, I've listened to a lot of emotional abuse cases lately, and whilst digesting everything, one question comes to mind. Is it that most people just enjoy toxicity? Because I don't understand it. The thing about an abuser is that one of the basic human rights that it takes from you is the right to be angry. You see, no matter how badly he or she treats you, there's this belief that your voice shouldn't rise or even boil at all, as the privilege of rage is reserved for them alone. My name is Margaret Efoge, and you are welcome to Punch Daily Podcast. Moving on, I would like to start by saying this. There is a thin line between tough love and emotional abuse. While of course they might read differently, there is in fact a thin line between them. Tough love can be defined as being strict, disciplined, or imposing specific obligations or requirements on a person to mandate responsibility because you care for that individual. To put it lightly, tough love is the practice of being very strict with someone in order to help them overcome a problem with their behavior. Emotional abuse, on the other hand, which can be likened to psychological abuse, involves controlling and manipulating with emotionally abusive tactics. In fact, you can say that it involves controlling another person by using emotions to criticize, embarrass, shame, blame, or otherwise manipulate them. And you see, these two things I just defined are very common in marriages, relationships, including amongst friends, family members, and co-workers. Do you know that emotional abuse is substantially more prevalent than physical abuse, yet it is not as often identified or addressed? Most people, in fact, now have a coping mechanism as if it's normal. Unfortunately, one of the elementary goals of emotional abuse is to control the other person by discrediting, isolating, and completely silencing them. It is in fact one of the hardest forms of abuse to recognize, as it can be subtle and insidious, but can also be conspicuous and manipulative. This not to address topic can slowly chip away at your self-esteem, and you can begin to doubt your very essence of living and even your perceptions about everything. Before you know it, you are trapped. Some persons would ask, can't tough love be likened to emotional abuse, laying emphasis on the word tough? In a way, it can, but not so much. You see, the thing about tough love is this. Tough love will never attack your character. It will never depreciate you. It will never belittle you, dominate, or control you. It's as blunt as saying, if you're going to possess such a character, then there are going to be consequences. Or, I have boundaries, don't cross it. That is showing love, but in a more firm way. Anyone who really loves someone does that when there are things in the relationship that need to change, because honestly, you can't be saying you are authentic and genuine if you are not going to address certain issues as they come up. You see, tough love goes against instinct. Generally, when you love someone, you want to forgive them. You don't want to hurt them or upset them. So when using the tough love tactic, it often involves changing the way you speak and act towards someone until you have proven your point and they have learned from it. A very clear example is that of a child and a parent. We all know that children act out. You try to talk to them, it doesn't work. So you eventually get to a point where you have to be authoritative. They might not like it. They will definitely get upset. In fact, they will get angry and probably do mean things. But what you are doing is teaching them something. You are doing it with their best interest in heart, but you need to make a point for it to stick so they can learn. Speaking further on if tough love can quickly become emotional abuse, are there signs that these abusers emit, and how can one escape such an abuse? Here is a relationship expert, Mr. Ebenezer Diaolu. This is what he had to say.
Can tough love quickly become emotional abuse? Yes, the answer is capital yes. When people are too strict, when people are too tough, it will not be long when they'll become abusers. They'll become abusers. There's a very thin line between being principled, being firm, and being an abuser. A lot of people who claim to be principled, to be disciplined, to be no-nonsense people, so to say, if they are not careful, they end up becoming abusive. And it is not until you beat somebody, it is not until you hit somebody before you become an abuser. when you have this affectionate tendency and whatever anyone is doing is not right to you, except what you are doing, before you know it, you become abusive because you will be using derogatory statements, you'll be using harsh words on people just to let them see that they are inadequate, they are not doing well enough, and before you know it, you begin to break their self-esteem, you begin to make them feel less of themselves, you begin to exalt yourself above them, you begin to make them feel less human. And so that tough love turns you to an abusive person. You must be able to strike a balance. One must be able to strike a balance between being tough when you are loving people, being tough and becoming an abusive person. It could happen between parents and their children. It could happen between employer and employee. It could happen between a husband and a wife, wife to the husband. Even those who are in courtship dating, it could happen. So when you are this type of a person that is so strict, if you don't know how to tone it down, you will become an abusive person. So it is very possible for tough love to quickly become emotional abuse. What are the signs of emotional abusers? What are the signs? What are the things we will see in people or in someone that can spot him or her as an emotional abuser? The first thing I want to mention is that such emotional abusers are always right in their own sight. They are always right. When someone feels his own opinion, his own mindset, his own perspective about life is the best, and his own way is the only way, no other person makes sense to such a person. So that is one of the ways to spot an abuser. Anyone that is always eager to win an argument, always saying he's right, you know that such a person is an abuser, emotional abuser. Number two, when someone is so bent on not apologizing when they go wrong, that's another way to spot or to know or to recognize an emotional abuser. They will never say I am sorry. You see a lot of men who are married, their wives are going through pain, emotional torture because of the wickedness, evil acts of these men. And on the other side, it could be the woman molesting, humiliating, you know, abusing the husband emotionally. And when they are confronted that this is what you are doing, I don't like it, they will never apologize. To them, it's an indication that you have gotten them. So they will never apologize. They will rather remain adamant that what they are doing is the best. They'll never say I am sorry. They'll never say I am sorry. They prefer that their lives, their marriages, their relationships should be in a sorry state than for them to say I am sorry. That's one of the ways to know them. Number three, they are not appreciative. There's nothing, or is that number three or number four? There's nothing you do that they will ever appreciate. They will never. So if you marry such a man, you marry such a woman, burn your finger, burn your legs, burn your hair, no matter what you do, they will never appreciate it. They will always see mistakes, loopholes, commas in what you have done. You always see something that is wrong with what you have done. Another way to know an abusive, an emotional abuser is that such people have harsh words they use words that can break people's hearts. Imagine a man calling his wife an intelligent goat. A man looked at his wife and said, "You are an intelligent goat." How do you want a woman to feel when she's hearing from her own husband, who should be the one to be hailing her, praising her, you know, such a man now calling her an intelligent goat, meaning you are a goat, just that you are intelligent with being a goat. You are a goat, just that you have little intelligence. Now tell me, even if that woman is a graduate of Harvard University, if she does not have shock absorber, if she does not have inner strength, that word alone has broken her self-esteem, and she might start seeing herself as goat. It takes inner strength to reject such negative words, and a lot of people don't have such strength, so they absorb, they swallow those negative comments, and it makes them to lose their self-esteem, and they start thinking, am I actually a goat? Am I really a goat? They begin to doubt their own identity. So it's a terrible things from people who are emotional abusers. Yes, emotional abusers. Another thing is they flaunt their own achievements, successes, performances, just to let you see that they are better than you. So when you see people who are always flaunting what they have, you know that they are emotional abusers. They will never allow, they will never appreciate your home, but they want you to see their home. They are emotional abusers. Another way to identify them is that such emotional abusers, they have this mindset that you can never be better than who you are now. Yes, when you see somebody say, "I know you, you always fail, you don't do anything good, I know you will always fail." So they put people in a, they have a fixed mind about people, and they are not expecting people to do better. So they conclude, they pass a verdict on people that they can never be better than what they know them to be. They are abusers. Yes, they are emotional abusers. Then another thing to know them is that they withdraw anything that will make the other person happy. Yes, they withdraw it. They withdraw it. Anything that will make the other person comfortable, happy, joyful, once they have the power over that thing, they withdraw it. They withdraw it. Yes, a man can withdraw sex from the wife, stabbing the wife sexually. A woman can stab her husband sexually, withdrawing sex, withdrawing money, withdrawing comfort. Anything that will make that person happy, they withdraw it. That's one of the ways to know abusers, emotional abusers. Okay, they also compare. That's another way to know them. They compare you with people who are always doing better than you. They will never praise you. They will never show you people. They will never talk about people you are better off. They will always tell you, "You see, this person is doing better than you." So comparison is one of the ways to know emotional abusers. How do you escape if found in such a situation? If you have been emotionally abused, you have to seek for help. Speak up. There are times when you have to wisely and boldly confront your abusers. If you keep quiet and you keep stomaching it, it will keep damaging your self-esteem, damaging your mind, polluting your esteem, and you might never recover from it. So you need to speak up. There are times when you need to bring in a third party to help you correct or confront your emotional abuser. The third thing I want to say is, if it is in a situation whereby you can detach yourself from your emotional abuser, please detach yourself. Relationship is by choice, not by force. So if you know you can detach and move away from that person who is emotionally abusing you, please do so. Another thing you can do is to ignore. Yes, there are times when you just have to ignore. Develop a tough skin so that whatever the person is saying, whatever the person is trying to do to get at you and to abuse you emotionally, you build a barricade around yourself that their words are not even having any meaning on you. Whatever they are doing is not even having effect on you. Yes, it's possible. Another thing I will say that will be a solution that you can use as a solution is to develop your own joy routine. Develop what gives you joy. Like if a woman is in a situation, okay, maybe like for example, you are an employer, employee, and your employer is an emotional abuser. And maybe you can't leave that job for now. You can't leave that company for now. Create joy-giving situations around yourself. Yeah. We create things that we create that will bring joy to you. So that even whatever your boss is doing is not having any effect on you, because you have developed a tough skin against whatever he or she might be doing. And for every negative word spoken to you by your abusers, always counter it. Always tell yourself, that's your own opinion. I'm not an intelligent goat. I'm a beautiful queen. I'm a prince. I know who I am. You begin to say words of affirmations that will help you to counter every negative utterances coming from your abusers. And sometimes you also have to know that some people try to abuse you emotionally because you are better than them and they don't want to accept it. They don't want to own up to that, that you are better than them. So they try to talk you down, talk you out of your purpose, talk you out of what is giving you joy, abusing you emotionally. You must be sure of who you are so that whatever your abusers are doing will not affect you and derail you.
In addition to what Mr. Ebenezer pointed out, do you know that some of these abusers are narcissists? For those that are unfamiliar with narcissists, these are a set of people in love with an idealized grandeur image of themselves. They are self-centered, arrogant, and lack empathy. The truth is, people who suffer from emotional abuse end up having low self-esteem, severe anxiety, depression, and feelings of helplessness. In fact, at some point, they lose their entire sense of self into believing that the perpetrator of this abuse are in the right. You will hear things like, he or she really loves me. He just loves me differently. My dear, you are finished. Because tough love shouldn't manipulate or control you. Tough love should never deny the importance of boundaries. Tough love is about learning self-acceptance. Please, let's all be guided and stay woke. Never subject yourself to that much torture. Know when to walk away. There is this quote I resonate with, and it says, the only person that deserves a special place in your life is someone that never made you feel like you were an option in theirs. With this, I end this podcast. If you agree or disagree with my stance, kindly air your views in the comment section below. I would really love to hear from you. My name is Margaret Efoge. Many thanks for listening.